This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Talk to college football analyst from PFF, one of their draft experts, Max Chadwick, who is with us on Grant and Danny. Max, it is great to have you back on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I'd really appreciate if you save me one of those chocolate chip cookies, too, when you guys go down there.
Now, here's the issue.
It sounds like a nice idea, but we're not sharers.
Here's the problem, though. They're giant.
I wouldn't be either if I was in your shoes either. So.
I don't know if you can eat one of these. They're very, very big. And the other problem is trying to eat one can be really, really problematic. So that narrow runway you're trying to put the plane on down there, it's very complicated.
All right, fair enough. I'll have to get one when I get down there then.
We got you. Max, let's start with the top of the draft board. So Caleb Williams goes one. Can we move on, or do we have to discuss that more?
No, you can pretty much write that one in Sharpie, I think, right now.
Okay, so pick number two. It all starts with the Washington Commanders. What do you got?
Yeah, I personally think it's down to really two players between Jaden Daniels and Drake May. I think if you're asking me who I think will be the number two pick and who I would personally take at number two, I'm going to give you two different answers. Who I think will be the number two pick as of right now is Jaden Daniels, the quarterback from LSU, the Heisman Trophy winner. As for who I personally would take at number two, it's Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina. I think his weaknesses have been way overblown by a lot of people right now. And I think he's got considerably more arm talent than Jaden Daniels. And he's been elite both of his years as a starting quarterback. Whereas for Jaden Daniels, it kind of took until year five for him to really become this superstar. And Drake May has been, you know, at a way younger age. So I personally think it's not really close. I think Drake May is the number two pick in this draft. But as of right now, I think Jaden Daniels ultimately will be the number two overall pick right now.
So it's interesting, Max. I think Drake May is going too. I think part of why they traded Sam Holloway is they didn't want like a weird friendship dynamic or thing in the way. They wanted nothing but veterans around May, and there's been the least amount of noise, and this regime seems to love their quiet. But why do you think they're taking Daniels over May?
Yeah, I mean, I personally put a lot of stock into, and I know it's not a perfect science, but I put a lot of stock into the betting odds and how they shift, and that usually is a pretty good indicator of where things stand right now. And right now, Jaden Daniels, ever so slightly, is the betting favorite over Drake May, according to most sports books right now. So I think Jaden Daniels right now might be the preferred option for Cliff Kingsbury as he begins his offense in Washington. But like I said, I think Drake May is pretty clearly the number two guy. And it's really like a 55%, 45%. Me thinking it'll be Jaden Daniels. Like I really think this is a coin flip for Washington. So I would not be surprised if they go with Drake May at number two. And I think personally, I think that's what they should be doing at number two, is take Drake May.
Help me out with the sports book part of it when you're talking about odds on draft picks. Like I get if you're using that as a governor for how you're going to go bet things or something. But where are the odds coming from? Isn't it just about the information and the rumors and the aggregation, or do we believe that there's actual inside intel somewhere?
No, I don't really know if it's inside intel. I think most of it is based off of all the reports that come out and how, you know, valid the reporters are that are reporting it. So that's why, I think that's a pretty good indicator of like, okay, like first of all, what is the report that's coming out? Second of all, who is it coming from? Is it a reliable source? Is it a reporter that's been correct on these things before? Or is it someone that usually just puts out random things and doesn't really care about whether or not they're right? So I think Vegas does a pretty good job of aggregating that. And again, like I said, it's not an exact science. I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, exactly how Vegas sees the NFL draft playing out is the exact way, because that's obviously not going to happen. But like I said, right now, Jaden Daniels is the betting favorite. And that's why I think right now he probably would be who I predict to go number two. But like I said, it's almost a coin flip for me right now as to who actually would be the number two overall pick.
Max Chabot of PFF with us here on G&D. So how does Daniels fit with Kingsbury and maybe kind of the rest of that staff, offense that fits him best? So why do you think they would lean number two, and how might that play out?
Yeah, obviously, you know, he's got by far the best running ability of any quarterback in this class. I mean, he had over, I think, 1,300 rushing yards this past season. He's probably the best runner we've seen at the quarterback position in college football since Lamar Jackson, honestly. So I think he's going to be immediately one of the top rushing quarterbacks in the NFL right when he gets into that building. And I still think he really has developed incredibly as a passer, whereas, you know, he kind of really struggled as a passer at Arizona State. Last year at LSU, was very conservative but improved in a lot of other areas. And this past year, he was a flamethrower for LSU, taking deep shots down the sidelines, making some unbelievable throws. So I loved his progression as a passer throughout his career. And like I said, he's still one of the best mobile quarterbacks that we've seen come out in the last few years, honestly, or over the last half decade. So I think that'll be a really exciting part of the offense. And, you know, a lot of Washington fans, I know it didn't really work out too well, but they can expect probably like an RG3 type of player when they get a guy like Jaden Daniels.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
As far as Drake May goes, you mentioned that some of his flaws are being exaggerated. Why do you think that is, and go deeper into that?
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing with him and Caleb Williams, I just don't really agree with from a lot of people, is that everyone's like, oh, they had down years as a junior. It's like, okay, sure, maybe they were slightly worse than they were from their sophomore campaigns, and Caleb obviously won the Heisman as a sophomore and didn't do it as a junior, but they were also grading out 90-plus every single year of the career, according to the PFF grade. So 90-plus means you're still an elite player. And so I'm not really too sure where this whole, oh, Drake May had a down year. I saw a quote yesterday, Drake May's going to get you fired if you take him. Honestly, I think there's a better chance Drake May gets you fired by you not taking him, honestly. I think this guy has all the arm talent in the world, and he's played at an elite level for 2 years. So I don't really think the stuff for him, you know, missing some throws sometimes the footwork's not great, but honestly, I still think Drake May is the number one overall pick in a lot of other drafts. He just happens to be in a draft with one of the better quarterback prospects we've seen in Caleb Williams. So I still think Drake May is pretty clearly the number two guy for me right now.
How big is the gap then for McCarthy and these other guys that we've mentioned?
I think there's a pretty clear gap between Caleb Williams and Drake May. Then I think there's a pretty clear gap between Drake May and Jaden Daniels. And I think there's a pretty clear gap between Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and Bo Nix. I kind of group those three in a similar boat, with J.J. probably being the first guy I would take out of those three. But I wouldn't hate any of the order of those three in there. So I think there's a pretty considerable gap, though, between the top three And then the next three of J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and Bo Nix right now.
Max Chadwick of PFF with us on Grant and Danny. So if you've got Caleb Williams going one to Chicago, then let's say Jaden Daniels two to Washington, do you think the Patriots pounce on Drake May at three? And then do you think someone trades up to four for McCarthy to lead the three you were just referencing? Or do the Cardinals stand pat there, take a receiver, and then the race is up to five for McCarthy?
Yeah, I think the Patriots would be foolish not to take Drake May with the number three overall pick if he's there, honestly. I don't really see, you know, there's a lot of people saying, oh, they should trade down and then wait and see if they get a quarterback next year. Next year's class is nowhere near as good as it is this year in terms of the quarterback. So I really don't understand that at all. So if a guy like Drake May is there at three, even if Jaden Daniels is there at three, I probably would take Jaden Daniels still. I understand the supporting cast is not very good in New England at all. So it's not a great situation for Drake May to be going into, but at the same time, you can't pass up that potential. And as for after that, I personally think that Arizona, it would take a lot for Arizona to move out of that number four pick. I think they're going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. It's the biggest need of their team is receiver, and you get a once-in-a-decade type of talent like Marvin Harrison Jr. I think you got to do it there. And then at five is where I could see the whole J.J. McCarthy trade happening. Because I think the Chargers want to grab extra picks. They have a lot of needs on that roster. Jim Harbaugh wants to build that roster the way he sees fit. And also, you know, kind of an added bonus to it, Jim Harbaugh gets to be the guy to make his former college quarterback a top five pick in the draft and probably send him to a great situation in Minnesota too. So kind of, you know, one last thing from Jim Harbaugh to do for J.J. McCarthy before they both go their separate ways in the NFL. I think it's kind of an added bonus as well. So I kind of look at that Chargers pick at number five as the most likely to trade out of it right now for a team looking to get J.J. McCarthy.
So go deep on Michael Penix Jr. To me, it's the injury history. And I guess the age to a degree, even though I care less about age maybe for quarterback prospects than I ever have. These guys play until their upper 30s and 40 with all the new rules. But the injuries are kind of what scares me. I think that guy's really productive. He's going to help somebody if he goes to a good situation. Where are you at on him and kind of give me where he fits?
Yeah, I think he's a guy that could be a first-round pick. And, you know, he could even fall out of the first round. I wouldn't be surprised by that. Him and Bo Nix are kind of two wild cards, I think, right now in the NFL draft. And there's some teams in the top 15 that could use the quarterback, like the Las Vegas Raiders, Denver Broncos, obviously the Minnesota Vikings, who I think will be trading up, though, for J.J. McCarthy. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I've put out a mock draft this past week. I had all six in the top 15. Now, will that actually happen? No, I don't think so. But I think there's a chance that all those teams could be interested in those quarterbacks. And I like Penix a lot, man. Yeah, the injuries are a little scary, but he has been healthy for 2 years now. So it's not like he's coming off of injuries. But yeah, like you mentioned, he had four season-ending injuries. Two of them were torn ACLs. But he has been healthy for 2 years, and also he's got a really, really great arm. I think a much stronger arm than he's given credit for, honestly. So I really like Michael Penix Jr. I think there's a chance he could become a starting quarterback in the NFL, and that's why I kind of group him in that same tier as J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix, where, you know, I could see them becoming starting quarterbacks. I'm not going to say they will be starting quarterbacks in the NFL or starting caliber for their whole careers. Whereas I think that for Caleb Williams, Drake May, and even Jaden Daniels, those next three, I could see them working out in the NFL, but I'm not willing to say, oh, they're definitely going to be franchise quarterbacks in the league.
Max Chadwick of PFF here on Grant and Danny, one of their college football experts. So the other of the major positions of need for Washington is offensive tackle. And they pick at 36 and 40 after they go QB at two. They could package those picks to go up to get one maybe mid-first round. Or they could stay at 36 and try to find their starting left tackle there. So a few parter here, but A, do you think if they stay at 36, can they get a left tackle to protect the blind side of May or Daniels at that spot? And then give me a state of the union on what the tackle situation looks like if they stay put versus if they move up to get one.
Yeah, it's it is one of the best tackle classes I can remember, honestly. I mean, you could see eight guys go in the first round. I wouldn't bat an eye, honestly, which is an insane number of offensive linemen going in the first round. More than eight if you count interior offensive linemen too. But if you stick at 36, I think there are certain players that I like in that range. I think a guy like Jordan Morgan from Arizona. He could fall down. I think he's been a really, really good tackle for Arizona in each of the last two seasons. I think he's a really good pass blocker and run blocker. There's other guys, too, that I think have high ceilings, like Kingsley Suamataia from BYU. The problem is that offensive tackle is one of those positions where man, if you're a really good prospect, you're going to go in the first round. It's going to be tough for you to fall. So I wouldn't hate Washington trading back up into the first to get one of their guys if they really like someone. Like even keeping Olufashanu in, getting him back home. You know, he's from the D.C. area too. But if he starts falling on draft night, maybe Washington makes a move up. I don't quite see that happening for them to move up. But there are some other tackles though in the second round that I still think could be good players for Washington. I think the one guy I'll probably circle for them right now is Jordan Morgan from Arizona. I think that's the guy that if you want to take a tackle at 36, he's probably going to be there. He's a guy that I really, really like in this class as well.
And he would be a day one starter at left tackle?
Obviously, that'd be a lot to ask from a second round pick. I don't hate it. I don't think you'd I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world if you trot him out as your day one left tackle. But like, if you're looking for a day one left tackle, I mean, it's tough for me to say you're going to find that outside of the first round. Honestly, even outside, there's only a few guys I'd be willing to say, okay, you're my starting left tackle, week one in the NFL. Like Joe Alt is one of them. Olufashanu probably is another. After that, it starts getting a little hairy after that. So Jordan Morgan, he could become that, but I'm just, maybe not immediately day one, but I think down the line, he absolutely could become a franchise left tackle.
Similar question here, but for receiver, we know the headliners, obviously mentioned Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, they'll all go in some order in the first half of the first round, Adunze probably as well. In that late first round, maybe trade back in, or early second round, some of the candidates you like there, specifically for Washington.
Yeah, so I think, again, like, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I mean, if you need a receiver and you need an offensive tackle, this is the year to get one, man. I mean, this is, again, one of the best receiver classes I can remember as well. And again, you could see eight guys go in the first round. I wouldn't bat an eye. And that's what I say. I think even more so than offensive tackle, I feel way better about grabbing a starting caliber receiver day two than I do about getting an offensive tackle. Where I think the offensive tackles might fly off the board in the first round. Receivers, they will fly off the board, but there's still going to be some really good players in the second round as well. Guys like, say, Ladd McConkey, somehow if he falls out of the first round, that would be a home run pick for whoever gets him in the second round, in my opinion. Troy Franklin, the Oregon receiver, I think there's a chance he falls out of the first round. I think he's likely to fall out of the first round. I think he could fit really well, and that Washington offense brings, kind of a size and speed element to them. Roman Wilson from Michigan, and then Ricky Pearsall from Florida, another two guys I like as kind of like slot receivers for an offense. So, yeah, Washington, more so than offensive tackle, if Washington wants to get a receiver, it might be worth it for them to grab that at 36 or even later in the draft. Like, they might be able to get a tackle at 36 and a receiver later, because I think the depth of this receiver class is really special, honestly.
Getting the latest on the top of the draft board from Max Chadwick of PFF on Grant and Danny. So, Commanders at 2, you're leaning toward them going Jaden Daniels. You would take Drake May. And you think it's still fairly close between those two guys to put a bow on the combo?
Yes, I think I think it's fairly close as to who I think they're going to take. I think, Jaden and Drake May, like I said, it's a coin flip, and it seems like the betting odds are shifting every day as to who actually is the favorite for that number 2 overall pick. So as to who they will take, yeah, I think it's a coin flip. I don't know. But as to who I would take, I don't think it's even a question. I think Drake May is pretty clearly the number 2 for me. So I personally would take Drake May and have no hesitations about it. But I do think right now it's a coin flip as to what Washington will do on draft day.
What do you make of people saying that Drake May needs to sit for a season?
If Chicago had a starting caliber quarterback, I wouldn't hate Caleb Williams sitting for a little bit. Now, I just don't hate sitting a rookie quarterback, and it's obviously worked into great effects before with guys like Patrick Mahomes and Jordan Love. Really emerging after that. But I don't really understand that at all. I think Drake May is probably the second most pro-ready quarterback maybe in this draft behind Caleb Williams. I mean, I don't really understand. Again, like I said, I think he is being the hate that you're seeing for Drake May is gotten way out of hand. Like, there are some issues for him to clean up, as there is for literally every single prospect that's ever existed in the NFL draft. But I think they're getting far overblown right now. He's being talked about like a boomer bust quarterback, and every quarterback's a boomer bust prospect, but I don't really think it's as crazy like it is for like an Anthony Richardson coming out last year. Like, I just don't see that at all. Like, Drake May's been playing at an elite level on a bad team, by the way, for 2 years, kind of carrying that North Carolina offense. I don't really understand a lot of the hate that he's getting from a lot of people right now.
Max, this is great, man. Really appreciate the time and info. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Great intel on the draft 16 days out here on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.